This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. If you take Mopac for your daily commute like I do, you might have noticed something between the morning commute and the afternoon commute. At least, I go northbound on Mopac in the mornings, and it's usually a lot lighter than it is in the afternoons going southbound. And that difference between north and southbound traffic on Mopac prompted another Austin commuter to ask our AT Explained project about what's behind the discrepancy. KUT's Joseph Leahy sat through Austin traffic to find out.
Okay, we're on the overpass right now, switching from 183 to Mopac. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Longtime Austin commuter Tim Ziegler drives south on Mopac every weekday afternoon. He's heading from his work near 183 and Burnett Road to his home just south of the river. He says getting to work in the morning usually takes about 25 minutes, but getting home takes around 45 minutes to an hour, and sometimes longer.
And so I was wondering, why would there be so much more traffic coming home than going on the way to work?
Ziegler says traffic was like this on Mopac even before the toll lanes opened in late 2017. Now it's just easier to measure due to the highway signs that flash the fluctuating toll prices. In the morning, he says the northbound toll is usually the minimum 25 to 30 cents, but in the afternoon, it's anywhere from $6 to $10.
So it just jumped up to $11.24. So that means the traffic's getting even worse by the minute. That's a bummer for me because that means it's going to be really super slow on the non-toll lane.
The Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority manages Mopac and sets toll prices based on traffic volumes. Steve Pastelnik is a spokesperson for the agency and says Ziegler's morning and afternoon commute times are likely different because Mopac is basically a bottleneck crossing the river downtown.
In the morning, there is congestion on Mopac northbound, but it's south of the river. And as soon as you hit the river and you hit downtown, I'm going to throw out a rough number, about 30% or so of the traffic exits into the downtown area.
So that makes traffic that much lighter after you cross the river going north. UT Austin Transportation Engineering Professor Cara Cockleman says another factor is where all those drivers are headed in the afternoon.
They're not just returning from work and school or sports teams practice after school and extracurriculars. They're heading out on the town for dinners and to see friends and families and to pick up kids from other activities. So their destinations are not homebound a lot of times. There's a lot more going on in the afternoon.
She says Mopac's congestion is compounded because of the major interstate that cuts through the other side of downtown.
And so people avoid IH-35, the people who live in this region, because it is such a major bottleneck, and that leaves really only Mopac as another north-south. So we don't have a lot of choices north-south, and IH-35 is already pretty full with heavy-duty trucks and people who must use that corridor.
But Cockleman says increasing traffic capacity on Mopac by adding more lanes is not a long-term solution to eliminating congestion. The only viable fix, she says, is turning all lanes of Austin's busiest roadways into toll lanes.
So we can call it value pricing. It's basically tolls that go up and down with congestion, not just to keep traffic moving, but to really reflect what is the actual cost that you're imposing on others when you join that roadway. Are you slowing people down? Maybe a second each of those who are behind you. And then if you were asked to pay that cost as a toll, would you be willing to?
Congestion pricing systems like this are rare, but have shown success in places like London, Stockholm, and Singapore. Austin, Texas, however, is not likely a place where the extra taxes and bureaucracy needed for such a system would be accepted anytime soon. In the meantime, Tim Ziegler says sitting in traffic gives him lots of time to think about other options for getting to and from work, like taking the 980 Rapid Bus that runs up and down the Mopac Express lanes, or riding a bike to catch the Metro Rail to work and back.
Actually, I don't really know if it would take me, if it would save me that much time, but being on a train is much nicer than having to drive in a car because you can read a book or, you know, you don't have to be like hands gripping the wheel.
Roughly 7 miles farther down the road and about 45 minutes later, Tim Ziegler gets home from another day at work. Joseph Leahy, KUT News.
There's much more in our AT Explained project at atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largy.